What if I told you that addiction has nothing to do with the willpower? That is why even the strongest people, the CEOs, the leaders, the achievers, still can't stop scrolling social media, smoking or gambling. Addiction is your identity, your brain and your mind stuck in a survival loop. Modern science calls it a chronic brain condition. Vedanta calls it the bondage of the mind. But here is the fascinating part. When you see how this wiring is done and how this actually works, you can break free from your addictions faster than you think. Whether it is endless scrolling, smoking, or gambling, it can feel impossible to stop. But in this video, you will find a solution, not from a superficial perspective, but from the deep Vedantic wisdom. The Advaita channel is about consciousness and conscious creation. Here we explore Vedanta and various other ancient teachings from India to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our lives. The first part is about why willpower breaks. Imagine this. At night, you delete an app from your phone in frustration. You feel proud and light. But the next morning, your finger still reaches out and downloads it again. You ask yourself, why did I do that? This shows us something important. Willpower alone cannot stop the cycle of addiction. Most of us blame ourselves at this point. We say, I should do better. I should have more willpower. I should have done that. I should have done this and so on. But the problem is something different. Addiction is not just a thought pattern. It is a wiring of the mind. It changes the structure and the wiring of the brain itself. Neuroscience explains this as incentive sensitization. The limbic reward circuits, which normally help you survive by responding to food, water, or safety, become tied to addictive object. With this dopamine-driven incentive in play, the brain begins to treat the substance, the screen, the smoking, as if it were as vital as survival itself. That is why when we are addicted to something, whether it is social media or it is smoking or alcohol or whatever, the urge feels so strong. It's because the brain looks at that object as a necessity for its survival and it urges us to act and to pursue it because it needs that dopamine hit. And research also points to another truth that addiction often acts like an escape route. It is the place that the mind runs to when it wants to avoid inner pain. So whenever you're pursuing something new, maybe it's a new career, maybe it's a new business, and when we go out of our comfort zone, we try to get back to these addictions of social media, of watching endless entertainment and so on. Because our mind and our brain is trying to keep us in the survival mode. Here we need to understand that the primary job of our brain is not to help us succeed and live up to our full potential and do something magnificent in this world. The primary function of the brain is to help us survive and to help us live. And that is what it is trying to do by keeping us in comfort zone. But if we truly want to achieve something meaningful in our life, then we need to go beyond this resistance. So it's not about willpower. It's about understanding what system is controlling this cycle. To understand this, we need to understand the four parts of the mind as explained by ancient Vedanta. So this is the second part. Vedanta explains mind in a very detailed way. It does not look at mind as one unit as modern science looks at it. Vedanta looks at mind as a combination of different aspects. There is manas, buddhi, ahankara and chitta. Manas is memory, buddhi is intellect, ahankara is ego or our identity, which makes us feel like an individual person. And then chitta is awareness or reflected consciousness. You can think of them as four departments, each one handling a step. When you begin to see how these departments act together, you will understand how addictions bind us and how to get rid of them. First comes manas. Manas is the part of the mind that notices and raises questions. Suppose you see a bright notification pop up on your screen. The manas or the default memory and those tendencies may propel you to feel, shall I check what this is about? And the small spark begins the movement. Next is buddhi. Buddhi is the intellect. It is the deciding power. But most of us do not use it, or we use it in the wrong way, in an unconscious way. It takes the options offered by manas and chooses yes or no. In the same example, buddhi might say, just one look might not harm. If the intellect is evolved, if we are conscious, it might say, do not look at it. Just focus on your work. But if we are unconscious and if we have not trained the intellect, then it might say, just one look will not harm. Then comes chitta. It can be referred to as self-awareness. So it stores the urge and its reward. But most of us are not self-aware. We are not conscious. We live on autopilot. When we take control of our awareness, we go beyond the intellect and the identity, and we are in control of our lives. But when we let the awareness flow in its default direction, you know, through the unconscious loops and through unconscious creation, then we are not in control. This is what generally happens. Finally comes ahankara, the identity. This part says, this is me, this is mine. If buddhi permitted this call, ahankara stamps it into identity. I am this kind of a person. I need this. I always look at social media. I am a smoker. I love alcohol. Now, this is an identity statement, right? Nobody talks like this. Nobody says this out loud. Nobody says that I'm addicted to social media. But unconsciously, every time you scroll social media, every time you smoke, you are saying this to yourself at the deepest level, that you are this kind of a person. And through every unconscious act of addiction, you are reinforcing this identity. And that is why this loop is so dangerous. Now, in the third part, let's come to the solution. Let's talk about how to break this loop through a Vedantic practice and through the understanding of Vedanta. Breaking free from the cycle needs more than good intent. Through Vedanta, we can come to a clear set of tools called the Sadhana Chatushtaya, the fourfold discipline, which will help us break free from these patterns and evolve in all dimensions of life. For addiction particularly, three of these tools are most direct. Viveka, Vairagya, and Shat Sampatti, the six daily virtues. Each one is like a steady hand guiding the restless mind into a new path. So let's begin with the first tool, that is Viveka, which is clarity. This means discrimination, the ability to see what is real and what is short-lived. When a craving appears, you pause and ask, is this real lasting joy or a quick escape? So the clarity of what is right and what is wrong, that is Viveka. So right when you feel like taking that step because of addiction, take one or two deep breaths and ask yourself with a clear mind, am I going to do something which is in alignment with my long-term benefit to my ideal life, or am I doing something for a short-term gain? The second tool is Vairagya. Many people hear the word and think this is denial. But Vairagya is not about rejection. It is about detachment. When we begin to create a small gap between our identity, that is our Swabhava, and our awareness, who we truly are, we begin to see that you need not take those steps to feel that sense of joy or temporary gratification. You will naturally be in a place of fulfillment and joy. So, Vairagya is about this detachment. It is about being so full within yourself, and it is about being so contented within yourself that you do not need anything else. This is a very powerful quality to develop. The third is Shat Sampatti. You know, within the third component, there are six virtues that we must cultivate. These are Sama, that is inner calm, Dama, the control of senses, Uparama, that is stepping back from attachment, Titiksha, that is patience and persistence, and then Shraddha, that is trust in the path and the process, and then Samadhana, which is peace and focus. When all these six qualities are put together and when we slowly begin to cultivate them in our lives, our mind will become a powerful tool and a servant that can take us to the highest places in this world. Now, all these things in Vedanta are aimed at achieving liberation or mukti, which is the highest goal of life. But these are very, very relevant even to navigate different challenges of life and especially to overcome our addictions. Let's take a simple example. You feel restless and want to check endless reels. In that moment, practice sama. Close your eyes, breathe steady for 2 minutes. Mind becomes calm. That calm gets stored and slowly a new circuit builds while the old one fades away. When these tools, Viveka, Vairagya and Shat Sampatti, the six virtues, are practiced with patience and commitment, a lot of things can happen and we will be able to come out of these addictions very, very quickly. So understand that freedom doesn't come by suppressing these addictions and by suppressing these desires, but it comes by transcending them and by detaching from them and by just witnessing them and understanding that we are beyond all this and we are full and complete within ourselves here and now. That is what Vedanta always points us toward. So addiction is not who you are. It is only the mind repeating its old patterns. What you truly are stands untouched, witnessing everything. So finally, the one simple thing that you can do when these loops and these addictions pull you is just to pause and witness. We call this Sakshi Bhava. This creates a gap and this gap gives you clarity and it will give you a chance to do the right things in your life. So practice this Sakshi Bhava, which is about practicing stepping back and witnessing the mind without getting pulled in.